An Irish Independent digital subscription doesn't just get you the news. It gets you the best of Ireland's stories all in one place. Whether it's the best of politics, business, sport, entertainment or lifestyle. Get it all for just €4 a month for 12 months when you first subscribe. Visit independent.ie/subscribe today. Irish Independent. Terms and conditions apply. Cancel anytime.
Seachtain. An Indo as Gaeilge.
Lower and Wanshirna Elner Donaldson Lish and Ifagoxin at near Lower Jeffrey the Dinnerby.
Ni Heg will in policy shawchon Ian Rodayana Unavira Listad occur Leshna Bajboga shoot.
Skilty, Fis, Turmi.
Nimajigiri in drama Honyal Ama, Tamajigiri Munchain Honyalista.
Seachtain. Find us on all the usual podcast platforms.
This is an Irish Independent podcast.
We're assuming, obviously, that the Taoiseach in this case has taken the advice and conforming to it, right? Because obviously we don't know different. Therefore, he is using the controls recommended by the National Cybersecurity Centre. I suppose the point here is, okay, there's no zero risk scenarios. There's then manageable risk. And then you're balancing, I suppose, the social dimension here, right? The argument is that lots of people are disenfranchised from politics. They're not engaged in political and social agenda, et cetera, et cetera. So if you look at the benefit here, whether it's TikTok or whatever social media, you're thinking, here is somebody who is using a forum to reach an audience and to communicate, obviously, politically important messages.
Hello and you're welcome to The Big Tech Show with me, Adrian Weckler. Is TikTok a security risk? Should the Taoiseach be using it against the advice of the National Cybersecurity Council? Or is he one of the exceptional cases that is allowed? And is TikTok about to be banned in the US? And what are the consequences we might face here? Well, joining me today are Independent Senator Jared Crockwell, a regular commentator on security issues, and Pat Larkin, chairperson of Cyber Ireland and CEO of Ward Solutions, an Echo company. Pat, let me start with you first. The National Cybersecurity Council said last year that public officials shouldn't use TikTok on official devices unless in exceptional circumstances. And this is what Richard Brown, director of the NCSC, said. He said, there are risks in a pure cybersecurity sense that the user data that's being collected may be made available to other governments. And it's also the case, he said, that the data might be exfiltrated via the application, which we cannot rule out. The Taoiseach is using TikTok from inside government buildings. Might that be a national security risk?
Yeah, I suppose there's a couple of pieces to that puzzle. If you look at his guidance, it's obviously not on a government device, right? Or a public sector or government device.
Are we confident of that? Do we think that's the case?
Well, I think that would be a normal control in any case, regardless of whether you're a government minister or anybody. If you had, for example, highly commercial information, sensitive commercial information, I think you would make appropriate decisions similarly. If you were an intellectual property engineer in a large Irish national or multinational with a lot of intellectual property at risk, you would be using different devices for different functions.
So I'm just wondering, to get to the nub of it, if the National Cybersecurity Centre thinks that it might be a security risk and has effectively not banned it, but strongly advised it against it on official devices, and the Taoiseach, and by the way, not just the Taoiseach, there are others, there are other TDs, sure, there are other ministers who use it, but they are continuing to use it. Is the National Cybersecurity Council's advice overblown or not to be followed, or is there a national security risk going on here?
There is unquestionably a national security risk, and I think the National Cybersecurity Centre, you know, would have a prudent view themselves, but they'd also be taking advice and lead from other European national cybersecurity centres, etc., who would have that information. So I think in all cases, you would certainly advocate that the National Cybersecurity Centre's advice is primacy. But I think there is a subtle nod in there, which says that, I guess, if you have a device that is not a government device, there might be some case to use that. And that might be the case in terms of maybe not putting sensitive information or sensitive data that might exist on the government device potentially at risk.
Okay.
But there is legacy risk then associated with, you know, there's, I suppose, hard intelligence and hard data, and then there's soft intelligence, soft data. So even if for argument's sake, somebody was using not a government device, but a personal device, there still is potentially some information intelligence leakage associated with that because, you know, for example, you know, presumably the location of that device, therefore, you know, the location of the individual that that device is filming, and you can aggregate that data up to say that that device is in concert with other devices at a European level or at a global level.
So I guess what the ordinary person wants to know is, should the Taoiseach be doing this?
I would say, if he has looked at the advice that the National Cybersecurity Center has offered, and if he is comfortable that in using the guidance that they've given and using a device for his TikTok usage, that he's not leaking sensitive information or sensitive intelligence, or potentially leaking sensitive information or sensitive intelligence to, for example, TikTok, or indeed, I think this risk applies, maybe not specifically the specific risk here, but this risk applies to the general usage of social media.
Yeah, no, we'll come back to that in a minute. Yeah. Senator Crockwell, let me bring you on this. In general, what do you think about the Taoiseach using TikTok?
Okay, I think one of the problems we have in this country is advice is given and the advice can be rejected if you want. I think it's wrong that any government minister, from Taoiseach down, and indeed any TD or senator, would use a product or an application that there has been a serious risk placed upon that. And we're not just talking about Ireland. We have a whole list of countries that have banned the use of TikTok. I understand Pat's point that you may have, for example, an independent device that you use, but it's been used in Leinster House. It's been used in the Cabinet Room. It's been used in the Taoiseach's office.
Just to be clear on that, the Taoiseach's office, the government came back to us and they were very trenchant about the point that it's not used in the Cabinet Room, but in the Taoiseach's office.
Okay. Well, in the Taoiseach's office, I mean, the bottom line on it is, with technology today, we don't know. I remember years ago buying a laptop, an Apple laptop, and I had an iPhone. And when I switched it on to configure it, it immediately pulled everything from my iPhone straight into the Apple laptop. So technology is the problem we have with this and with something like TikTok is we don't know the extent to which it can infiltrate other devices in its immediate area. And if you, I mean, you've walked around airports yourself with Bluetooth on and you see 500 potential connections on a Bluetooth connection. So I have serious difficulty. I understand the need for politicians to engage with their constituents. It has become a bit of a thing now with ministers standing outside building sites talking about how many houses are being built or whatever.
Sure, look, this has happened from time immemorial, from standing outside handing out leaflets outside the parish church and maybe it's TikTok. Now, we all know why they're doing it, but we do have advice here from the National Cybersecurity Center, and it is conditional. It is a little bit watery. It does say there are exceptional circumstances, such as a case where there is a need to communicate with the public. But I've been looking at this. I'm trying to get my head round whether or not this is solid advice to senior. You can't get a more sensitive, powerful figure than the Taoiseach. Now, I understand that there's a reason for using TikTok for communications purposes, but either it's okay and safe for the Taoiseach, the most powerful political office in the country, to use TikTok, or it's not. And I still can't get my head around, between the National Cybersecurity Center, the government's office, who I've been in touch with, or anyone else, whether or not it is or not.
Well, look. Let's look at it this way: the old phishing attacks we had, the attacks on our mobile phones, etc. They have become so highly professional in recent times. I got hit this weekend with my bank. I had to call them urgently, the correct number came up, and when the guy started asking me questions, I said, sorry, I don't deal with anything like that on the phone. Thank you very much. Goodbye. I checked on Monday morning. It was an actual attack. In a situation where the office that has been put in place to look at security from a cyber awareness point of view has said, don't use this product, then we either accept that position or we scrap the National Cybersecurity Centre altogether? Why have it there if you're not going to listen to the advice that's been given? We're living in extremely dangerous times. And now with the onset of artificial intelligence, it is possible. Good God. Back in 1973, I did a course.
Year I was born.
In 73, I did a course. And one of the things they did on that course was they spliced together on tape a person's voice to send a message. Right? Now, with artificial intelligence today, it doesn't take rocket science to figure out that you can actually take the Taoiseach's image and have him deliver a message that may be totally and utterly false. So I have serious concerns about this. But I think Pat also spoke about the ability to identify where a specific individual is at a specific time. And that's extremely important. Mm. We either listen to the people that are there to give us advice or we don't.
I suppose I would
have just a point, and generally I agree with most things Ger says, but I'm probably diverging slightly on this one here, because if you, there's specific concern obviously about TikTok because of ByteDance and ownership and inference, etc., you know, associated with, you know, that it's not just a commercial entity, that but that potentially perhaps the information, you know, may make its way to Chinese government, etc., etc.
It's worth actually clarifying, Pat, exactly that point, just for listeners who may not be aware. So the main concern that's often articulated about TikTok is that it's owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance, and that company, ByteDance, may have to comply with a law in China that compels firms there to divulge information and comply with Chinese intelligence. That's usually the concern that's associated with TikTok in Europe and
yes.
The States.
Yeah. And there is an element unquestionably here of, I suppose, a geopolitical agenda, similarly, you know, East v. West, et cetera, that is definitely informing part of this conversation. But I suppose if you look at the general risk, you know, so if you think of just back to the conversation we were talking about earlier, which is the cabinet room, right? And so I suppose
or the Taoiseach's office, as opposed to the
Taoiseach's
cabinet
office
room,
or the cabinet room. In some respects, then, if you're really worried about this risk and not, you know, and take away the specific concern about, say, the Chinese government and make it a more general risk to say the mass amount of data that social media companies collect, or indeed non-social media, but lots of technology companies and SaaS providers collect, and that, you know, collection of data, which is typically a very rich data in terms of, you know, location, all of that sort of stuff, then you're worried about the specific risk of I guess, whether accidentally, whether through malevolent effect or otherwise, of information or intelligence being leaked. And so in some respects, then, if you follow this through to its logical conclusion, you got to take all tech out of,
well,
the
you see, but that's what France did. That's what France did. So Emmanuel Macron is a TikTok user. He's one of the most prolific political TikTok users. But France has a policy where they banned recreational apps. That includes TikTok, but also includes the likes of Instagram on public sector work phones.
Yes.
In Ireland, we didn't. We didn't issue this guidance for Instagram or for Snapchat or for Facebook. We issued it for TikTok. There was a very specific purpose, a very specific app. Now, it's in that context that we're discussing this. Your point is very well taken. I mean, does anyone seriously think that there isn't some sort of counterintelligence going on trying to exploit the apps we use in our smartphones? You'd want to be extremely naive to think that the Americans, the Russians, the Chinese, the French, the Brits, the Israelis, I don't know, whoever, are all into that. But France banned these apps, as to your point, we didn't. We just went after TikTok.
Yeah. And like, so the, like in the information security world, you deal in risk, right? And you deal in managing risk, because ultimately there is no zero risk proposition, right? No matter what you do or what you use, there's always a risk associated with it. So it's then about acceptable risk and manageable risk, et cetera, right? And I suppose geopolitically, if you also look at Ireland, I mean, you can question some of the intent around. And I'm not defending TikTok here at all. Mm. I'm just sitting casually observing this. So you would think there is some element there's genuinely, obviously, a concern around the information security risk associated with TikTok. There's broader concerns about social media and, you know, and misinformation and disinformation and all of that. But there is also then, I suppose, a generalized risk. I mean, if you look at, for example, Microsoft and Apple and other companies in the US who are still defending national security apparatus trying to get access to cryptography keys associated with, you know, highly secure services on the US side. Mm. So you've got to think there is unquestionably a geopolitical element to this. There's possibly, I would say, some commercial opportunism element to this as well, in the sense that the opportunity to take a Chinese state.
I think you're entirely right on all of those points, but surely they are secondary considerations to the issue we're talking about right now, which is that Ireland's highest cybersecurity body says that an app is a risk and the Taoiseach could decide to use it anyway.
Yes, but so strip away, and to your point, you then say, well, look, if this risk is a social media risk, you know, associated with social media companies, then you're right. The next step you
The National Cybersecurity Center says it's just TikTok. It doesn't say it's social media companies.
Sure, but as an information security professional, and again, I work as an organization where National Cybersecurity is a board member, and I fully respect the organization. But if you follow the logic here, like they're operating on, obviously, threat intelligence sharing that goes on across the EU. So maybe there is an extra dimension associated with the specific TikTok risk at a geopolitical
which
level.
Which the Taoiseach isn't adhering to. Maybe adhering to letter. We're not actually sure.
I'm not sure. So he may be using TikTok on a non-government device, and that's the only purpose for that device, there's no other sensitive data associated with it. There's still, as we said, there's still some intelligence leakage potentially associated with that, which is location, and then, you know, aggregation of multiple devices to say, well, look, clearly the Taoiseach is meeting Emmanuel Macron or somebody because his device and his device are in the same room in Dublin or in Paris, right? So there's some risk associated with that.
Okay, let me bring you in just again here, Senator Crockwell. Just zooming out a little bit, there is a bill on the floor of the House of Representatives in the US that has just passed, and it's effectively forcing TikTok to be sold by its parent company, the Chinese company ByteDance, or be banned in the US. That bill now will go to the Senate. It is expected to pass there. And President Biden has said he will sign the law if it is passed by both the House and the Senate. Now, the Americans have been talking for a while about banning TikTok, and many of us have thought, well, will they, won't they? Is it saber-rattling? To Pat's point, is this just geopolitical maneuvering, part of some other game? The fact is, they look like they're close to doing it. What do you think that idea? Do you think they're right?
I think Pat had made the point that lots of geopolitical things come into the equation. And there's no getting away from the fact, Chinese company versus an American company. They'd be very happy with TikTok if it was owned by a US company. They're not happy that it's owned by a Chinese.
And that's the purpose of this bill. They will be happy if ByteDance, the Chinese company, sells TikTok to a Western-friendly company, and then there's no problem from the US government point of view. The US government's problem is presumably the same as the threat advice that informed the National Cybersecurity Center here to issue advice to Irish public sector representatives that there could be a threat with TikTok. They're going further than us. They're not just issuing advice. They're forcing the sale of TikTok. But are they going too far, or do you think that they're right?
Well, let's put it this way. I fully agree with Pat here. Every organization, whether it's social media or anything else, they are all gathering information on us at a phenomenal rate. I challenge anybody that's listening to this, go out on the street and stop somebody and ask them to give them their name, their address, their date of birth, etc., etc. People would say you're absolutely mad.
So in other words, we take it into consideration that TikTok employs 3,000 people in Dublin. It's the centre for European operations. It's a very big employer. It's very important strategically from a tech point of view, and that might play a part in the way we treat it effectively as a security issue.
Yeah, I think what we don't want to do is scare the horses. Okay. We don't want to turn the public against using TikTok. Fire away and use it. But there's a difference. The Taoiseach and Joe Bloggs out on the street there using TikTok, two very different angles, if you want. I remember going back to, I don't know if you remember, Simon Coveney's telephone being hacked.
I certainly do.
Now, I mean, we had both him and the Secretary General to the government at the time into the Defence Committee. And the question was, are you guys not worried about this? Because that telephone contained the phone number of every foreign minister in the world, right? And, you know, things like this, there was absolutely no excitement about it. There was nobody seemed to be perturbed about it at all. And in exactly the same way now, I'm aware of the 3,000 jobs. I don't want to do anything that would damage TikTok. But at the same time, when I look at the list of countries, you know, Australia, New Zealand, Belgium, the United States of America, England, France, you name it, they're all coming out and saying, and I think the problem is the lack of openness in China. It's impossible to figure out exactly what goes on over there. And so you're trying to balance 3,000 jobs against a security issue. Something I've said for years, we don't take security seriously in this country.
Pat, is that a fair point that actually when it comes to these issues, the security isn't treated itself as a vertical issue, that other factors come into play, like how many jobs a company like TikTok might offer?
I would agree with Gerald that, you know, we're not taking security seriously in at a general level. I would agree absolutely with that. And you know, a lot of our DNA, our collective DNA and sweat is going into obviously trying to rectify that and you know, and secure Ireland and its corporations and citizens, etc. But I think there is also, I think it's the Irish solution to an Irish problem. I mean, if you think about, you know, the specific focus on TikTok, I think, is mistaken, right? At a general level, right?
Well, that was the National Cybersecurity Center's decision to do that.
No, I think their advice is correct, which is they've left the door open to anybody, government minister, Taoiseach, etc., to use an appropriate control, which is a non-government device.
Which, by the way, we don't really know what the details of that are. Like, if I'm a lowly, you know, TD, and I'm wondering, am I safe to use this in a national security safe way? I'm not sure. To be fair, there are actually guidelines given to public sector departments in relation to proper phone use. So there are actually some guidelines there. But I still can't figure out whether the Taoiseach's use is in line with that or not, having looked at all the evidence.
Well, let's assume it is, right? Because because I don't know any different, right? So let's assume it is. But I think there's also, I suppose, beyond obviously it's trying to sit in the middle between East and West and you know, to protect obviously the economic opportunities and environment associated with it. I think there's also probably a need for a healthy degree of skepticism overall in a former employment that I was in, which was a government role. We effectively were consuming what we thought was a neutral tech, which was designed to protect a lot of information in a pretty sensitive environment. And it subsequently transpired that the tech we were consuming, as reported in the media extensively, was effectively owned by a CIA. It was a front to the CIA and was effectively a backdoor into 100 plus government organizations using that technology. Right?
Well, one would hope that if such a thing were to happen again at the National Cybersecurity Center, this is exactly the reason it is set up. It's exactly the reason it is tasked to investigate such a thing and to offer advice, which it has done on TikTok.
Yes, but again, we're assuming obviously that the Taoiseach in this case has taken the advice and conforming to it, right? Because obviously we don't know different. So therefore, you say, therefore he is using the controls recommended by the National Cybersecurity Center. So, but I think you've just I suppose the point here is okay. There's no zero risk scenarios. There's then manageable risk, and then you're balancing. I mean, if you look at the social dimension here, right? You know, the argument is that lots of people are disenfranchised from politics. Lots of people, you know, politics is losing them. They're not engaged in political and social agenda, et cetera, et cetera. So if you look at the benefit here, whether it's TikTok or whatever social media, you're thinking here is somebody who is using forum to reach an audience and to communicate, obviously, politically important messages to an audience that otherwise might not be engaged or accepting, obviously, look, it's general politics. And then
we can all see the trade-off and we all know what the different issues are here. And they're legitimate issues. Communication is a legitimate issue. I'm not trying in any way to belittle that. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of whether we
the essence of information security in the modern world, whether you're a citizen, whether you're a corporation, whether you're a politician, is acceptable and manageable risk. And unfortunately, it's grey.
Okay.
You know, there's no rights or wrongs. So you're then saying you just adjust appropriate controls, you understand the risk, you accept the risk, and then you operate accordingly.
Okay. Senator Crockwell, last word to you and a general point about the security, national security and how it's treated in Ireland. Generally speaking, you think it's lacking?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do not have a focus on national security. But going back to the use of TikTok and the like, I have no difficulty with ministers or the Taoiseach using TikTok. But first and foremost, the device they're using should be registered with the National Cyber Security Centre, so as we know what device they're using. If they're using it in Leinster House, it has got to be in a controlled area where there is no access to anything else, a room like the one we're in right now. Perfect if you want to go and talk to your constituents. Pat is right when he says, you know, the political message has to be delivered in a different way now. We're trying to attract the 18 to 35s. And to do that, you've got to meet them where they are. And they're on TikTok and they're on Instagram, etc. So if we're going to ignore the advice, then we should put the sort of safety measures that Pat is talking about in place. There should be protocols. There should be rules and regulations that you have to live by. Because at the end of the day, whether we like it or not, the world we're living in right now is full of bad actors.
Okay. Senator Gerard Crockwell, thank you very much for coming into studio. And also to Pat Larkin, CEO of Ward Solutions and Echo Company and chairperson of Cyber Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us today. Rory Bones was on sound and JJ Clark produced. I'm Adrian Weckler. You've been listening to The Big Tech Show and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, having my head shoved into the steps of the Ulster Bank in Ranelagh, cold butt of a gun put into the back of your skull, that's a moment where you go, okay, yeah, I think this one's up.
How does a high-flying academic become one of Ireland's most prolific bank robbers?
What I would see as the most important part of this still lies open.
I'm Not Here to Hurt You, a brand new series from the award-winning team behind the Indo Daily.
That November day, that's where it all begins.
Out now, wherever you get your podcasts.